Hello.
Hi, is this Randy?
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I will be your assigned project manager. First of all, welcome on board. How are you doing today?
Just fine.
Okay. All right. Well, I wanted to walk you through the process really quickly and let you know how things will be done. If this is a good time, can we have like a brief discussion?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. First of all, I would like to ask you a few questions. Can you tell me more about the book, and do you have any written material?
I was telling Daniel Garcia, I'm currently working on the book. I'm putting it together right now, formatting it. I've got some of the pages done, or additional pages done. I've got the front design done, outside cover done. I'm currently formatting each cartoon page right now. So, of course, he probably told you that it's a cartoon book of humor and satire. So
Yes.
it's actually it's a little bit different. It's 90% images and about 10% of text.
Okay.
And I've been publishing these left field cartoon books since 2009. So I've already got 12 of them out. Number 13 is currently in production with someone else, and this one's the 14th.
Oh, wow, that is amazing. So it's like a series.
Yeah, so and the reason being that I've been continuing to draw daily, so there's new stuff coming up. So I have content all the way into the future for book number 21.
Impressive. All right. So let me ask you this. How did you envision this? I mean, what made you start the series and end up with so many books?
I actually started just unofficially drawing cartoons way back in 1994, and in 2009, I was laid off from my job. And I thought to myself, well, I've got a lot of time on my hands. There's no excuse not to do a cartoon book. So I went ahead and contacted the publisher, which was Create Space. They used to be called Book Surge. And that's how the whole thing got started. I formatted the book, and from there on, the franchise just started. And it's just kept going, so.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right. Okay. Well, we will try to make this process convenient for you, and of course, it's going to be a very fun process. So we'll work together and have your book published. Now, let me ask you this. I believe Daniel has sold you the editing and formatting of the book as well, but you're saying that you're already formatting it. So what exactly are you expecting from us in terms of editing the book?
Oh gosh, just mainly if you guys have any suggestions or ideas, I'm open to that. But usually the arrangement I've had with all the publishers I've worked with is, since I'm a cartoonist, it would make more sense if I designed the book inside and out, because that's what people are looking for. It wouldn't make sense to over the cover design, for example, to somebody else. They want to see what I come up with. And it's like, once I get a theme or a concept in place for a cartoon book, it's a green light. It's a go. So.
Okay, well, that makes sense, and absolutely, I agree with you. I mean, this is an art that you have in your hands, so of course, it would make all the sense in the world that you should be the one doing all the creative artwork in the book. So, yeah. Now, let me ask you one more question. I mean, do you have any estimated time frame or deadline for the project completion?
I could tell you from past experience that to get the pages formatted and the cover design all done and the additional pages done, it takes me at least a couple of weeks, like 3 to 4 weeks.
Right, about a month.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. Well, usually when we're working, I'm not sure because I haven't seen the manuscript yet, so I don't know the page count. I'm just giving you a rough estimate. When we're working on, like, let's say, 100 pages or 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. So whenever you send me the manuscript, I will be able to give you a fixed timeline in terms of having the book published. And, of course, once we enter the publishing phase, that is when we will start the marketing process. Now let me walk you through the process really quickly. You're going to receive an invitation from our online portal, which is called Creative Design Agency. You know, after I hang up the call with you, I will be sending that to you. So the first thing that you got to do is sign up on the website and go to the messages section. I will have a brief form attached for you there, so you can fill that out and send me the manuscript as well, along with that. All right. I'm not going to ask you to fill out the brief forms for the marketing as of now, because that is like, you know, that will come later. So that will be phase two of the project. So phase one is getting the book ready and out, or put it on pre-marketing at least. So that we will divide the entire process into phases, all right? So phase one will be the editing and the publishing of the book, or having it out on pre-orders. Phase two will be the marketing phase. And that is when we'll start to create the pages on social media. Oh, that brings me to my next question. I'm sorry, I ask a lot of questions, but I just want to get
to
know. Right. Okay, so, yeah, I wanted to know if you have pages created already on Facebook and Instagram, or would you need us to create a new page, since you mentioned that it is a series? So how would that work?
Maybe I'm not understanding the question.
Okay, let me rephrase. See, when we are working with a book series, we usually make one page and then start promoting all the books. Like, for example, if it's a trilogy, we'll start to promote book one, two, and three on the same page, because it would make sense to have the book promoted from one page, since it will be matured enough as well. And, of course, it's a series, so it's not really a problem. It's not a separate book. So that's the reason why I'm asking you, if you have any existing pages on which you've been marketing your previous books, we will be able to utilize those pages, having the admin rights from you, or we can, if you don't have any pages, then we can create new ones for you.
Okay. I can tell you that I know I talked to Daniel about this too, and he looked into it because he asked me, he says, do you have a website I can look at? And I told him yes. Because when I was with Author House, and I did six books with them, Left Field, those books are already on there, and you can look at the same. So that's one avenue. My books are all already listed on Amazon.com, so you can also look through the page that is
perfectly fine. But I'm talking about Facebook or Instagram. Do you have any existing pages over there?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Then we'll set up new pages for you. And, of course, those pages can be utilized to market your other books as well. Let's see how this one goes, and then we will collaborate the other ones as well. So, yeah, that is pretty much it for now, Randy. You just have one little homework from my end. You got to log into the portal, fill out the form, and send me the manuscript as of now, okay?
Okay. And the process should go a little bit quicker because, in fact, like I said, it's mostly imagery, so it tends the formatting tends to go just a little bit quicker.
Yes, of course. Now, one more thing, since you mentioned that you are not really sure what exactly you're looking for in terms of editing and formatting, we will give you an editorial report first, okay? It will be like a critical evaluation of the manuscript that you'll be submitting. So that way the team will be able to, you know, evaluate the strengths and the weaknesses, and along with that, they'll provide some recommendations and suggestions to the book. If you like them, then we proceed with those particular suggestions or recommendations. If you don't want to make any changes, then you can just go ahead and let me know that, you know what, Lisa, I don't think I'm agreeing with the team, so let's just proceed with what we have. So once you tell me that, we will directly go to the publishing. So we initiate with the marketing. All right?
Oh, I could tell you right off that the total pages for the book are going to be 187 pages.
Got you. All right, then you should keep a tentative deadline in your mind that it's going to take, if you're going to have a lot of edits or if we need to rework the book, then, of course, it's going to take 3 to 4 months at least, all right? If not, if there are, like, minor edits or revisions or maybe we need to work on the formatting side of the book, then it might just be wrapped up in just 1 month, all right? That's, like, the minimum time frame that I can provide. But you're not
okay.
in a rush,
yeah.
right?
Right. Yeah, what, one other thing, too, is the only issue that I have a problem second guessing is the
mm-hmm.
spine size on the book, and I always let the publishers know, you know, adjust it accordingly to how many pages there are, you know it's up to you. So
yes, of course we can do that. You know, usually when we are creating a draft on Amazon or Barnes and Noble, whichever publishing platform you're submitting the book to, they actually provide a standard template according to the page count of the book. So that's not a problem at all. Once we enter the publishing place, we will get the exact trim size, you can say, or the spine size according to the publishing platform, and we can, you know, do the minor adjustments according to that. If you have the source files, you can provide the source files to me, and I'll have that adjusted by my design team itself. So you won't have to go
okay.
through the hassle. Okay?
Okay, good. Because like I said, I can never guess precisely how thick that spine size should be.
Of course. And to be very honest with you, as a professional, nobody can guess that. So we usually rely on the
yeah.
publishing platforms to give us the exact precise estimates. So that's not a problem at all. That'll be sorted.
Okay.
All right, then that is about it from my end, Randy. I'm going to get you signed up on the portal, and just in case if you have any issues, any concerns, I will also drop you a text message from my cell phone number. You can that number is available in texting. Right now I'm calling you from the landline. All right, so
okay.
this is the office number. I will drop you a text message from my cell number so you can save that. Just in case if you face any difficulties with the portal or anything at all, you can drop me a text or call me, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Randy, and it's a pleasure talking to you, and welcome on board once
again. Likewise.
Likewise. All right. You have yourself a great day.
You too, Lisa. Thank you.
No worries. Bye now.
All right, bye-bye.